This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
We are. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Houston City Council will vote today on a contentious spending plan for $314 million in federal disaster recovery funds. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports some are critical of the amount allocated towards housing.
The plan from Mayor John Whitmire's administration allocates $50 million towards housing. That's an increase from the original plan, which allocated $0 towards housing, despite finding that Houston had about $230 million in unmet housing needs in the aftermath of the storms last year. Critics, including some housing advocates and community organizers, argue the increase still is not enough. The bulk of the funds will flow towards backup power generators at city facilities. Whitmire says the prolonged power outages after Hurricane Beryl exposed gaps in the city's infrastructure, especially at sites that are supposed to serve as cooling centers. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
There's another traffic crackdown getting underway today. Houston Mayor John Whitmire made the announcement on social media.
HPD will lead a collaborative effort of multiple agencies on traffic enforcement. And we're going to be on I-45 and 59, including 249.
Similar traffic enforcement operations have resulted in hundreds of tickets being handed out to motorists. Officers will be out in force today and tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center is currently tracking a system off the east coast of Florida that could further develop once it winds its way into the Gulf. The Houston area is at minimum looking at periods of heavy rain Friday and Saturday, but it could be more. Forecasters are giving the system a 10% chance of developing right now. We'll continue to bring you the latest on that here on News 88.7. And in sports, the Astros beat the Arizona Diamondbacks last night 3-1. Houston has won three games in a row, and they are now five games in front of the Seattle Mariners for first place in the American League West Division. The Astros and Diamondbacks will play a day game today. It'll be a 2:40 start time in Phoenix. Currently 84 degrees here on the UH campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.